Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Annual Deliverance Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Wednesday evening, October the 28th, 2009. Carol McCarroll is the speaker of this service, teaching on Our God-Provided Weapons to Win Spiritual Warfare. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The next verse says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Hallelujah. And whenever you're saying that, you're saying, I trust in the blood of my Savior, the Lord Jesus. Let's go over those again. 1 John 1:9, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have what? Fellowship, one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, does what? Cleanses us from all sin. Put your hand in somebody else's hand and say, congratulations. Hallelujah. Congratulations. Glory to God. Cleansed from the sin. Cleansed from sin. Washed in the blood. Glory be to God. Then Exodus 12, verse 13. And the blood shall be unto you for a token for upon the houses wherein you are. And when I see the blood, I will do what? Pass over you. Hallelujah. Well, the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. But you know, we have a weapon here in the blood of Jesus that takes away all of His power in His accusations. Hallelujah. I'm sure tonight if we took the time that every one of us could testify of how that the Lord has washed away our sins. Yeah, I went in the Army when I was 17 years old. Graduated from high school in June. Didn't turn 18 until November. Everything looked good for me. But I was covered with sin. I'll never forget the night that I sat across the desk from a major in the Anderson, Indiana Police Department. My daddy sitting by my side, and his major pointed his finger at me and he said, if I have my way, you'll go to Leavenworth Federal Penitentiary. Our daddy was 5 feet 6 inches tall and never weighed over 145 pounds, but that night he grew 10 feet tall. Brother Frank, measuring our growth. I heard Daddy clear his throat whenever the major said that, and I turned and looked at him. And for the second time in my life, I saw tears run down my daddy's face. The first time was when his daddy died. I saw his chin tremble. And then I heard the words that came out of my daddy's mouth, and they were these. He said, sir, my son will never go to prison. If I have to go to prison for my boy, my son will never go to prison. And he must have said it with such conviction that he convinced that major. And the major looked at me and said, all right, if you get out of town, we won't prosecute you. Well, the next day I stood in front of the recruiter and said, I pledge to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. Quickest way I could get out of town. Thanks be to God. But guess what? Jesus Christ changed my life. Jesus Christ washed away my sin. Hallelujah. The blood has been applied to my sin. Glory be to God. Somebody give God the glory tonight because of what He's done in your life. Hallelujah. The second weapon that the Lord will look at tonight, now there's many others, but the second weapon we're going to look at tonight is a weapon of angelic protection. Say that. The weapon of angelic protection. Again, Psalms 91, this time verses 9 through 12. You know it by heart. Say it with me. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Hallelujah. That is a tremendous promise. That is not only a promise, that is a covenant that the Lord makes with those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High. angelic protection. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that kind of reminds me of what happened in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. And I am come for thy words. Did you hear that? I am come for or because of thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of our chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Daniel was praying about end time events. He's praying about how that Israel would be in the end time events. He set himself to fast and seek the Lord. He didn't know it'd be 21 days later before he received his answer, but he didn't give up. A church, we don't need to give up.
Amen.
If we don't grow weary in well-doing, we shall what?
Reap.
If we what? Faint not. The word faint means to cave in. To cave in to what? To cave in to principalities and powers and wicked rulers in high places. We need to be steadfast before the Lord. Daniel's a good example of that. 1 day went by, 2 days, it went all the way up to 21 days, fasting and praying and seeking God. How bad do you want an answer from God? How much does God and His protection and His will and His power mean to you and I in our lives? And then surprisingly, you know the Lord is a surpriser sometimes. You know, it seems like that the last moment God will show up. You know, God's changed our names. We've got a new name written down in glory. Well, I gave Jehovah God a new name too. I mean, if He can give us a new name, I can give Him a new name. And my new name for the Lord, this is our little secret, little joke that we have between us. I call Him 1159-59. Some of you got that real quick. 11:59:59, the last moment before midnight, the Lord will show up. I guarantee you, He will show up. Hallelujah. So the angel of God showed up for Daniel, and then he told him something that we need to see here. I was withheld by the prince of Persia. He withstood me 21 days. Now, he's not talking, as you well know, about a physical prince, a physical man, but he's talking about a spirit being, a very powerful spirit being. And our nation has been embroiled with a war against the prince of Persia for the last 9 years. Well, actually longer than that, if we go back to Daddy Bush's days, the prince of Persia. But notice it says that Michael, one of the chief princes, one of the chief angels of God, came to help. And whenever he came to help, he was able to overcome the prince of Persia, hallelujah, and to bring the answer to Daniel. Notice also in the scripture that on the first day he began to pray. The Lord sent the angel. I wonder if there's any angels trying to catch up with us. Has anybody here been withheld for quite a while? Well, we'll learn a little something here about angelic protection. Let's look at the next verse under angelic protection. Matthew 8, verse 10. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Every one of us have an angel before the Father in heaven standing there on our behalf. And He's saying to the world now, be careful that you do not offend one of these, even the least of my little ones. I like that. Now, I'll tell you what, we know that we have an angel there, an angelos, the Lord of lords and King of kings, who's seated by the right hand of the Father, bringing intercession on our behalf all the time. Do you like that? Do you like it? Well, tell the Lord that you appreciate it. Just raise your hand to heaven and tell Him that you appreciate Him standing in for you. Hallelujah. Making intercession for you. Hallelujah. Your angel. Glory be to God. Our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise to God. Then Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Why don't you read that with me? Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? How many times in Scripture do we find the examples of stories in the good Word of God where angels came and ministered to and for the saints of God? The Old Testament's full of it. Amen? The New Testament even set Peter free in prison. Hallelujah. Kicked him, woke him up, said, get up, let's get out of this place. And on and on and on. Notice it says, spirits. They are ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. Are you fixed to inherit salvation? How many of you here tonight said, yes, Brother McCurl, I have inherited salvation. I am a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is written down in glory. Hallelujah. We have angels. Angels. You know what would be a good idea if somebody here tonight would just speak to their angel? I hope you haven't got a big lap angel. If they're our servants. Notice it says, spirits sent to serve those who inherit salvation. You know, maybe we ought to tell our angels to get up and get with it. Hallelujah. Now, I'm just teasing you a little bit now. That's not a bad idea, is it? Hallelujah. In fact, I've had a few conversations with some angels myself. It's about time to get up and get with it. 1968, Bonnie Sue and I were going to the Far East. Glenn was a full gospel businessman. We had been married 8 years. And in that 8 years, I don't know how we did it, but we had saved up $1,400. Man, that was a lot of money. And guess what it cost us to go over there? $1,400. And we were pastoring in Butler, Missouri, and we had 2 children at that time. We have 5 children. But at that time, we just had 2, Valerie and Daniel, and they were small. Valerie was about 3 and a half, and Daniel 17 months younger than Valerie. And so anyway, we'd made arrangements for my parents to take the children during the time we was going to be gone. We were going to be gone for about 6 weeks. And we were real brave about all that. Mom and Daddy's coming to take the children, and old Grandpa and Grandma, Daddy Mac and Granny Mac come and take you home to be with them while we go and minister for Jesus. And you know, it never even occurred to us that we might not ever get back. You know, we're going on the other side of the world until, somebody say until. We were having a tent meeting, and the reason we was having a tent meeting was that we didn't have a church building. I hate to tell you all that, you know, but when you don't have a church building, you got to do the best you can. And so we got a tent, and that's another story, and I won't tear with you tonight. Anyhow, we had a tent, and we was having our Sunday services, regular services in this tent. And Mom and Daddy said, now we're going to leave before the service is, before you close the service, so there won't be any crying and this and that among you and the children. And so they got up to leave, and I was still on the platform, and sides of the tents was up, and Daddy was driving an old station wagon. And when I saw that station wagon, start pull out the drive. Once again, I became very biblical. The joints of my loins was loose, and my knees started smiting one against the other, and all those thoughts came to my mind. My Lord McCarroll, you may never get back. You may never see your kids again. And I wanted to run out there and grab them, you know, say, hey, you can't, we're not going. But I knelt down where I could really see out from under the edge of that tent. Now, first of all, what I'm about to tell you, I could care less if you believe this or not. It doesn't make a hill of beans to me if you believe what I'm about to tell you or not. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is what I saw. Remember, Daddy's in the station wagon. Valerie is sitting on Mama's lap in the front seat. That's before car seats. Daniel was standing up in the seat between Mom and Daddy. Isn't it strange? And nothing ever happened to those kids. And now they got to be restrained. That's what they call restrained. They need to be restrained, that's for sure. But anyhow, they were standing there, and Valerie had her nose against the window, and Daniel was looking around. But on the top of Daddy's car, with his head at the back end, like this, laying down, and his feet stretched out all the way across the hood, resting on the hood ornament of the car. I think it was, Brother Jim. As far as I'm concerned, a great big old angel. And guess what? He was looking at me, and he had the sweetest smile on his face. Whenever I saw that smile, all the fear was gone. Do you understand? Angels sent to minister for them that believe. Hallelujah. Heirs of salvation. Angelic weapons against the enemy. Glory be to God. To deliver us and to help us and to fight for us. I love it. The blood of Jesus. The angels of the living God. The third weapon is a weapon of our authority. First of all, the weapon of the blood of Jesus, which continually cleanses us from our sin. Secondly, the weapon of angelical authority. And then thirdly, the weapon of your authority. Raise your right hand to heaven and say, I have authority. Read this with me, Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. That's authority that He has given to you and I. Tread upon serpents and scorpions. He's talking about demonic powers. Hallelujah. I love that song. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. I like to stomp on His head. I like to dance on Him. Hallelujah. And I have a covenant with the devil. Whenever the angel throws a chain around his neck and casts him into the abyss, before they seal him in there for 1,000 years, this little boy is going to run up there and work up a great big hawker, and I'm going to spit one right down into that abyss. And I hope to God I spit right in his eye. Amen. There isn't anything any meaner or hateful or more awful than the devil. And he ought to be bound up. And you and I have the authority from Almighty God to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Hallelujah. Our authority. Acts 19:15. Read it with me. And the evil spirit had answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? 7 vagabond Jews tried to cast out devils in the name of Jesus who Paul preached. Why, those devils in jumped out and whipped them off. 7 naked Jews running down the road. Only thing worse than being an Italian doing it. Hallelujah. Or an Irishman. Well, if you don't have any authority, that's what's going to happen. Notice that the demon said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, say it. Who are you? Brother Glenn told us tonight. Oh, I appreciated that, Brother Glenn. He gave me a private teaching on that yesterday. Hallelujah. On the blood. And it pressed me tonight, last night, as he talked about it to all of us. But he said the demon challenged him one night as they were casting out devils. Well, where's the verse, a chapter and verse for pleading the blood? Well, there's not one. I want you to know the devil's going to challenge you.
Absolutely. Who are you?
But you have authority. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
You have authority. One day I was called to the hospital by Gladys Reese. Gladys was on our church board. Her aged mother was in the hospital bed. I visited with her mother. Her mother was 95 years of age. She lived in the nursing home. She was a disciple of Christ. She loved Jesus. Oh, she loved Jesus. I'd visited with her many times. She was ready to go home. And she went into a coma, and they were carrying her to the hospital. Gladys called her pastor, and when I got there, like a good board member, she gave me instructions. Pray for God to heal Mama. Oh, my Lord, church, she was 95 years old. 25 years past 70. She was born again. She loved Jesus. We had talked about that homesick syndrome. She was ready to go home. In my mind, I was saying, hey, let's just pray over her and release her and let her go. Hallelujah. Put her in the arms of the Lord. That's what I wanted to say. But I didn't say it. Because Sister Gladys said, pray for Mama, Pastor. Well, church, I didn't know how to pray. And then Romans 8:26 came to my mind, where Spirit itself brings intercession on our behalf concerning our infirmities and moanings and groanings that are unutterable unto man. I was talking about infirmities there. It's talking about weaknesses. I want you to know I was weak. I didn't know how to pray. And so I just laid my hand on Mother and I prayed in the Holy Ghost. You know what I meant when I said pray in the Holy Ghost? Now, I thought I was praying quietly. But soon all the Baptist women and the Baptist Missionary Society was talking about that little old preacher, Pastor McCarroll, out there at the hospital praying in tongues. Didn't take long for it to get all over town. As I prayed for Gladys' mother, I prayed, and then it just, you know, the anointing just was gone, and I stopped. And then I did something I didn't expect to do, and it surprised me to do it. I turned to Gladys and said, don't worry about Mama, she's going to be all right. Boy, if I want you to know, the devil challenged me on that. He said, your name's going to be mud. That old lady's going to die. She's 25 years past her 70. And you said she's going to be all right. And Gladys Reese is on your board. I decided I better get out of there quick. Because I was feeling just a little bit strange. I made up some excuse, said, I've got to go. And Gladys said something I didn't want to hear. She said, I'll walk you to the door. Well, the old lady was not in a room. The hospital was so full, she was in the hall in a room. The door she was talking about was the front door of the hospital. We got to the front door. She opened it for me, and as I walked through, I turned back and I said, Mom's going to be all right, Gladys. I had no intention of saying that whatsoever. Do you understand that? I had no intention to say that whatsoever. But I want you to know that in the book of Proverbs, it says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Hallelujah. You and I have authority. Even when we don't know that we have authority, we have authority because we are kings and priests unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Say the right thing, even if you don't know you're saying the right thing. Say the right thing. I got in the car and I sat there for a while in the hospital drive. Directly I pulled out and I just drove around town for a little while. Finally I went home and Bonnie Sue was on the phone. And she said as I walked in the door, oh, he just came in. And she walked over to me to give me the phone. It had a long card on it. You remember those days? And she walked over to hand me the phone. And I said, who is it? She said, Gladys Reese. I said, tell her I'm not here. Now, my wife won't lie, so I was headed for the door. I wasn't going to be there. She said, come back here. You know, submission's good sometimes. Hello? She handed me the phone and I said, yes. She said, you hadn't got out of the drive till Mama sat up in the bed and said, I'm hungry, give me something to eat. And then Gladys Snow began to shout and praise the Lord and make some funny sounds on the other end of that telephone. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you about authority. The blood of Jesus. Are you listening to me? The blood of Jesus, our weapon in spiritual warfare. Angelic protection in spiritual warfare. Our authority in spiritual warfare. That's what we've been talking about tonight. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto who? Witnesses unto me, Jesus said, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost parts of the earth. I like that part, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Power to be a witness unto Jesus. In other words, power to tell things about Jesus. And to be a witness for Jesus in your life. Read the book of Acts. That's what all the apostles, every believer was a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ in signs and wonders and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Joshua chapter 1 verse 3. And this is one of my favorites. Would you read it with me? Every place of the sole of your foot have I given unto you. Every place that the sole of your foot has tread upon, that have I given unto you. Oh, I could talk to you a lot about walking around property. Hallelujah. Walking around buildings. Praise be to God. Taking that very verse and claiming it for the Lord. We have spiritual authority. And I want you to know that the devil doesn't have a chance. Now, how should we respond to the demonic forces around us? Ephesians 4:27. We started with that. Neither give place to the devil. Say it. Neither give place to the devil. Say it again. Neither give place to the devil. I want you all to be preachers that aren't preachers, and those of you who are licensed or ordained, I want you to act like a preacher. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neither give place to the devil.
Neither give place to the devil.
And then James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, we need to resist him. Stand against him. Hallelujah. Put your foot upon him. In ancient days, a victor would put his foot upon the neck of the enemy that he had defeated, signifying that he had totally humiliated the enemy. And that's what you and I need to do with the devil. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. And then 1 Peter 5:8, the last one we begin with tonight. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Raise your hands to heaven. Thank the Lord for your weapons. Thank you. Thank you. For our weapons are not carnal, but powerful. Hallelujah. To the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every wicked thing that would lift up itself against the knowledge of God. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet tonight. Some of us are facing some things right now. Some of you have talked to me about some things that you are facing right now. But if you're not facing anything right now, all you have got to do is keep on breathing air. I said, keep on breathing air, because that's all that you've got to do to face something, and it won't be long until what you'll have to face, you're going to have to put these weapons to work. Carnal weapons will not work. Carnal weapons will not work. Daddy always told me, if somebody gets after you, you can pick up something and bring him down. Put something in your hand. You'll be as big as that guy and bigger. But I want you to know, when you're fighting against demon powers, when you're fighting against the devil, it's not a carnal way to fight. But our weapons are more powerful than something you and I can pick up. Hallelujah. Our weapons will cast down. Powerful. Powerful. Hallelujah. Speak to those things tonight, right now. Speak to those things. I want you to apply the blood of Jesus upon yourself. Apply the blood of Jesus upon your family, upon your churches, upon your ministry. Praise be to God. Apply the blood of Jesus upon your city. That's it. Apply it. Amen. Cover it. Amen. Put the blood of Jesus. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ. We're told in Revelation that we overcome the evil one by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Apply it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now speak to your angel. Amen. Speak to your angel. Next time the enemy picks on you, you'd let him know, hey, buddy, you don't know who you're picking on because I got a great big angel that's right here by my side, and he is my servant, hallelujah, to minister for me, and you better leave me alone. Hallelujah. The angels of God are spiritual weapons against the enemy. And then finally, our own authority. I got a big no trespassing sign on my chest and on my back. The glory of God before me. Amen. My rear guard behind me. And if I fall down, the angels of God are going to pick me up, bear me up in their hands. No weapon formed against me will prosper. As close as they can get to me is my right side. That's all. 1,000 will fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand because of the Lord. Because we've set our love upon Him. Do you love the Lord? Raise your hands to heaven and love Him. Just love on Him tonight. Let the house be filled tonight. Hallelujah. Mahayara bohoto. Yehe kebriya kiaya. Just praise Him right now. Just glorify His name. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. How good You are. How wonderful You are. How precious You are. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We're going to do something a little bit different tonight. There's some people here who have back problems. I want you to step out of your seat. I want you to just come up here to the front right now. Every individual is having some problems with your back. Just come on. Amen. Amen. That's it. Just come on. Amen. Praise be to God. That's it. Is anybody left? Now come on. Now don't say, I wish I'd have gone up there, you know. Let's get up here and get it taken care of. Hallelujah. We might as well do that. Amen. Amen. Now stretch your hands up toward these folks. And those of you up here, just raise your hands to heaven. Just raise your hands and just start loving on the Lord. Just start praising Him. We enter into His gates with praise and into His courts with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. You know, no sickness, no disease, no infirmity, no pain. None of these things can stand in the presence of the Lord. So as we enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Hallelujah. Begin to praise Him. Love on Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hayata mohota. Glory be to God. I praise You, my God. I praise You, my God. I love on You tonight, my God. I thank You that You kept me alive. I thank You, Lord, that I'm here tonight. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Doc Howard, I want you and Dr. Tom come up here. Doc Howard and Tom, come up here, please. Amen. Put your hand out here. I want to put a little oil on your hand. I want you to go, and I want you to start down that end. Tom, Doc Howard wants you to start on this end, and I want you just to rub your hands together and put a little oil on each one's head. Amen. Book of James, chapter 5, verse 14. You know it well. It says, call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will raise them up. Come on, just anoint them. Don't do anything else. Just anoint them, Doc. Go on. Amen. Amen. Just go ahead and put this anoint them very quickly. Come on, Tom. Do it quickly. Just anoint them. Don't pray for them. Just anoint them in the name of Jesus. That's all you're supposed to do. You need to listen. You need to listen and do what you're told. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Now everybody else in the congregation, now stretch your hands up this way. Stretch your hands up this way. I want you to speak to that infirmity. Exercise your authority. Do it now. Exercise your authority. Speak to that thing in the name of Jesus. Speak to this back pain. Whatever it is. Whatever it is in the name of Jesus. Command it to be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. If it's some type of infirmity, if it's some type of a demon affliction, command it to be gone right now in Jesus' name. Say gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Now, if it's not a demonic affliction, if it's not a demonic affliction, I want you to stretch your hand toward them now and pray for their healing. Remember in Acts 19, 11 and 12, they took a clause from the Apostle Paul. And those that were possessed of demons were set free, and those that were sick were healed. Hallelujah. So pray a prayer of healing over them right now. Now those of you here in the front, we have done what we're supposed to do, and God has done what He said He would do. Now once you begin to thank Him, begin to thank Him, begin to thank Him, thank Him. Hallelujah. Thank Him right now. Thank Him right now. Thank Him. Thank Him. Come on now. Thank Him. Thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. Thank Him for your healing. Thank Him for your healing. Thank Him for your healing. Thank Him and praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank You, Lord. I praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 You're all I need. You're all I need. Jesus, You're all I need. Just sing it with me now. You're all I need. You're all I need. Jesus, You're all I need. Sing it again. Sing it again. You're all I need. You're all I need. Jesus, You're all I need. That's it, that's it, that's it. Amen, Lord. Listen now. The Lord healed me of kidney stones. Any of you women have been given birth to a child? A doctor looked at me in my first attack of kidney stones and he said, now you know what your wife's going to go through here in just a few weeks. She was great with child. He said, the closest thing that I could compare kidney stone attack to is to labor pains, giving birth. I was going through so much pain, I almost said we'll never have another child. But I repented of that, hallelujah. 4 kids later, praise be to the Lord. Anyway, I was having my second kidney stone attack. We'd come to understand about healing. But we were just infants in it, you understand? The Baptists had promoted us because we'd been filled with the Holy Ghost, so they didn't like that. We had about 14 people who'd been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And they said, what are you going to do, Pastor? I said, well, I don't know. He said, well, you're our pastor. So why can't we start a new church? Well, I'd never done anything like that. There's always a first time for everything. So we started a new church, and the night I had my kidney stone attack, I said to Bonnie Sue, I said, sweetheart, because I was going through terrible pain, I said, go get the oil, anoint me with oil, pray for me. She was very faithful and she did it. But it didn't do anything for me. I don't know if it was any worse, but it certainly wasn't any better. And I cried to the Lord and I said, Lord, she's anointed with oil and I'm still not healed. He said, where did I say in the scriptures, get your wife to anoint you with oil? What did I say? And I told him, I said, you said, call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith to save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. He said, call for the elders of your church. I said, Lord, we don't have any. And I didn't like deacons. I'd already, you know, they fired me and I wasn't going to have any more. Anybody else been down that road? Meanest people in the world are deacons. I have met some good ones, but if there's any here tonight, you can repent, bless God, and we'll love you. So the Lord said, well, if you did have elders, does anybody qualify? And I said, yeah, I said, there are. So we got a couple of brothers. And so I told Bonnie Sue, I said, honey, go in there and call these two men. It was as if they were waiting on me. I get the picture. I'm in my pajamas. It's a little after midnight. I'm laying on the floor in the flip room of my home. I found out if I could take my fist and double them like this and press against that right kidney and press down as hard as I could press, I could stand it. It didn't stop the pain, but I could stand it. They came in and they looked at my wife and they said, you got any oil? She said, all the oil we got is bath oil. I said, I got a bottle of bath oil. They said, get it. He didn't say what kind of oil. We were swimming, you know, back in those days, we had so much enthusiasm. We just knew anything. And I know those brothers thought this, if a little oil do good, a whole lot of oil to do better. They rubbed that whole bottle of oil in my back. Praying in tongues, praying for healing. They just knew that pastor's going to be healed. Nothing happened. Now, I really got earnest now. I thought I was earnest before, but I really got earnest now. I began to cry, and I just knew that I was an exception. The devil told me that I wasn't ever going to get healed. He said, you'll die tonight. He said, they'll carry you to the hospital, they'll operate on you, and you'll die on the operating table. I suppose to preach a revival the next day at Church of God in Christ in Kansas City, Missouri. I was really looking forward to that, Brother Howard. The devil said, you'll never get to preach up there. You're going to be dead. I tried to resist him, but it was hard. I knew he was lying to me, but it was hard. You understand? I began to cry, and I said, Lord, I've done everything that you told me to do, and you still haven't healed me. So I even called for these men to come, and they're not even elders, but you said call for them. I said, I did it. And they anointed me with oil. I said, even though it's bath oil, you never said what kind of oil. And the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, well, if you've done everything, listen now, this is a revelation. If you've done everything that I told you to do, then why don't you thank me for it? Woo! Now, folks, I want you to know, when I was at home and the boy at home, and I'd ask them to pass the taters, please. I didn't say pass the taters, thank you. When I got the taters in my hand and then got them on my plate, I'd say thank you. In other words, we always said thank you after they did something for us. Don't you understand that? But that's not the way God works. He said, if you've done everything that I told you to do, then why don't you thank me for it? And I begin to thank him. I begin to thank him with all my heart. Are you listening? I begin to thank him with all my heart. And directly I begin to sing this song. You're all I need. You're all I need. Come on now. Jesus. Raise your hands to heaven. Thank you now. You're all I need. when it happened. I just kept singing. I didn't even realize it when it happened. But somewhere in that song, all the pain stopped. Did you hear me? All the pain stopped. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say praise the Lord? Somebody say glory to God. Come on now, somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. Somewhere along the line, all the pain was gone. All the pain was gone. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A few minutes later, in the kidney action, I passed little tiny fragments. You know what I believe? I believe God just reached in there and just... Raise your hands to heaven. I want you to thank Him for it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ye she me ke rio ti aki ayana bahatai. Ne he se ne me ke ne li o toko bo bo. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. Take it. Hasana moko rianda yana bahatai. Ya 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 ya. Ye he she me ke. Oro moko rianda yana bahasaya na bohote ya. Ina mahai. It's not hope, but it's faith. Hope's a great thing. The great hope. Hallelujah. That's it. Now you're coming. There you got it. Hallelujah. Mahasara Mokoto. You're so precious. You're so precious.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're not ever going to have that thing no more. In the name of Jesus. Mahasara Makai. Come here, baby. I want you to just run your hand, start right up here, and we'll go right down to her tailbone. That's it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now just make love to Jesus. My Lord, what a backbone. Yes, dear Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. It's yours, Jim. It's yours, Jim.
I don't feel nothing.
All right, try it out. Try it out. Try it out. Come on now. Give that thing the twist. Do something. Amen. Bend over. Stretch it out. Believe God. Believe God. Amen. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yehere mekein deli ati ayara bahasaya. Yes, dear God, yes, Father, yes. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. I'm going to ask the ministry team with the prayer team to come up to the front now, if you would, please. The ministry team with the prayer team, come up to the front. All right, you folks can go ahead and move on back, if you would. Now, there's other people here tonight who need prayer. And I don't know what you might need prayer for. Maybe it's another physical ailment. I don't know. Maybe you need a miracle. I don't know. But I know that God knows. And I know that the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit he speaketh mysteries. So when you pray in the Spirit, you're talking to God. I shared that with you about Gladys Reese's mother talking to God. Whatever your need might be tonight, this team's going to take authority over it in the name of Jesus. Maybe it's not even for you. Maybe it's for someone else. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Someone got some bad news since they've been here concerning things back home. I don't want you to be worried about that. It's all going to be taken care of tonight. Did you hear what I said? Taken care of tonight. There's some others that are facing some things when you get back home. You already know it. You already know it. We have authority. We got weapons. We're going to put those things to practice right now. If you need prayer, I'm going to ask you to leave your seat right now. Just come up here and this team's going to pray for you, minister to you, and the Spirit of God is going to move in your behalf. Let's stand together. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Come right ahead. If you need prayer, come on. That's it. Come right on up.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.